Well, Neil, thanks very much for joining us. A tough night, challenging night in many ways. Is it getting the stage now where just 3 points is the key?
yeah, it is. I don't know where to start. Listen, I'll start with Stafford. Are a completely different side than what they were 6 or 7 games ago. He's signed really well. He's got some good players in there, and they've got a chance of getting out of it. They're a good side. They're an effective side. I thought we did well. I thought we played the conditions well. I thought, first half, you know, we deserved our goal. Second half, you know, we talked about not giving silly free kicks away. I called it from here that Aaron goes too tight to the lad. He gives a free kick away and it's landed the Giants and they go and get their equaliser. But silly boy, you know, he's on a booking, going smashing the ball in the SMRE and it kind of turns. Then we went through a transitional period where we, again, a bit like Whitby away, we couldn't use the extra man. We couldn't make it count. And then the message kept going on the pitch and I moved Charlie Ennis into the 10 because a lot of balls were coming through central areas and I thought his calm influence was exceptional. And, you know, Morgan Thompson-Smith goes and gets the winner and, you know, the balance of play, I don't know. They said we're a really good side. I'm happy with our night's work. You know, it's a tough one for us tonight. We've lost Finn, we've lost Donners, we've lost Kyle, so it's a tough one, but 3 points.
And still unbeaten, though, since mid-October. It's interesting. It's a league where everybody's dropping points, but FC is not losing. And we've got closer to Basford and Lancaster with games in hand. Dormy, second place, possibly, if the results go well. But we've talked about players who've not been able to get in the side. Are we now seeing the test of that squad and how deep it goes?
Yeah, we certainly are, James. I mean, listen, let's go back to your first point. It doesn't matter who, any manager or any team, to go on the run that we've been on is absolutely incredible. And I'd be applauding any manager or any team that go and do that. I mean, October the 15th, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And credit to the boys downstairs. And, you know, you talk about the away form, you talk about the home form, talk about the wins. It's incredible. But like going on to your latter point there, it is. It's a test of character, you know, and people are going to play games. I put together a squad in summer. I let people go. And, you know, I've got every faith in Ben Kerr, who hasn't come on tonight. Every faith in Jack Lenehan, you know, Finn Sinclair Smith. Looking around on the bench, Charlie Ennis had a rest tonight. I've got every faith in these boys are going to come good. But I don't want to unsettle this side that, like you just said, October the 15th, it spans back for. I don't want to go bringing in 3 or 4 players who are coming for the wrong reasons now. I want to keep this squad united. We're going to have to, you know, we've hopefully got Curtis Jones back Saturday, which is going to be a massive plus for us. We'll have Regan Linney back, which will be a massive boost for us. And we're just hoping the injuries aren't too big for us. But
so all three players who went off, it was all injury related,
all precaution. Yeah, well, it was injury. Donna said at half time his hamstring was tight and we didn't want to lose him for Saturday. Kyle did his hamstring after about 10 minutes and it went tight. And Finn, I don't know if you saw the off the ball incident when ankle come up a tree, he's bleeding. It was naughty, really, from the big lad. But it is what it is, and, you know, that's going to happen. It's, you know, every team faces injuries, and we're getting our first year now, but we've just got to patch him up and get him back out for Saturday.
Another pleasing stat for you, was given to us by Paul, is that FC have scored in 16 consecutive league games. It's 17 games since FC have failed to score. When you think that Tundi's on a quieter period, how pleasing is it that host Hobson Smith, for example, comes great composure and just slots in?
It is good. And listen, Tundi's, you know, a bit of a wobble. He's in front of goal. He doesn't seem to be able to score at the minute. If you notice what I did tonight, I took him out of the firing line as a 9 and bring him off the left-hand side. We did that when he went through a lean patch at the beginning of the season. But, you know, we nearly scored. Instinct, he's got his header in the first half. He's got that one right at the end. Tundi will score goals. He's a magnificent player. And, you know, once he does, there's no stopping him. But he's just going for a bit of a lean period, as centre-forwards do. But we've just got to keep his confidence high. And, you know, for us, he's a great player. I thought he picked up great positions in the first half tonight, coming on from the left.
And so, work rate, good work rate.
Work rate,
tracking
brilliant,
back.
Tracking back, strength on the ball. So, listen, Tundi's a great player for FC United. And, you know, if he doesn't score every week, he doesn't. But when you've got other lads stepping up, you know, Griff's free kick, I think that's his first the season, which is
it
great.
Was indeed first goal of the season,
and then Morgan's, you know, two in three or whatever he's got. So listen, we can dissect it, we can pull the bones out of it. We look back at kind of the Earlham game, look at the Whitby game, look at tonight's game. You can say it's a little bit scrappy, but each one of them have won 2-1. So, you know, we'll take that all day long.
Michael Potts, immense tonight.
I thought it was incredible.
Really, the tackling, but just appearing here, there and everywhere.
So I just said in the dressing room, then I highlighted three players: Adam Dodd, Charlie Ennis and Michael Potts. And, you know, at times now when it's going to get a little bit tense, you need your experienced lads. And I thought, you know, Michael Potts tonight gave a real captain's performance and was magnificent, as was Dodd, and as was Charlie Ennis when he came on. And, you know, we're going to need the experience. We're not an old side. You know, we haven't got that 35-year-old who's going to pull us through games now. You know, we're going to have to be reliant on people. But I just said, listen to the lads out there, even the young lads. You've got a massive role to play in this now, and we're here for a reason. We're here because of the young lads, we're here because of the more experienced lads, we're here because we're a good team, yeah, and we deserve to be where we are.
A few jitters at the back early on, and Cameron Belford to the rescue with a couple of point blank saves.
Yeah, I was annoyed with the free header. We talk about, you know, a touch tight and rotations not passing on, and, you know, the lads should score. It's a shocking defensive set piece. And we'll look at the video and we'll find out exactly what happened. But, you know, you can't give teams chances. Cameron again stepped up, but I thought Doyley and Elson were both too deep tonight. I don't think they stepped out. I think they played a lot of sidewards and wayward passes, really. So, you know, maybe, listen, Elson's coming back in. He hasn't played any football. Doyley's got a little bit of a knock. And for us, you're looking around and you look at Curtis Jones, who's an immense player, and you're thinking, right, he's fresh and ready to go. So, you know, you're rotating, and luckily and hopefully you have Curtis back in.
You've got two big, big games coming up. Bamber Bridge and then Nantwich away. Both away games this week in the coming days.
Yeah.
What's your mood like?
Nantwich are a team on the up. You know, they are flying. You know, I think they're going to take some stopping, and, you know, they've signed well and they've got some good players. But, you know, my side is a good side, and like we just touched upon, the away record that we're on. So, you know, we'll hopefully go into that full of confidence. And then, you know, we've got the game on Saturday, and, you know, people will hype the game up. And I've just put it down in the newsletter that, to me, this is just another game. It's a club that I had many good years at, but this is my club, and I'm so grateful for having the opportunity to come and manage this club. So, you know, it just long may it continue, and we're going to have to go everywhere, and I've got to go back to Bamber Bridge one day. So it's this Saturday. They'll be revved up for it. We'll take a good crowd. We'll be up for it. We've got some ex-players in our side that played there. But listen, I don't, you know, I enjoy my time at Bamber Bridge, but I'm going back there to win the game this Saturday.